Welcome. I am so grateful that you have joined us to awaken your intuition with the angels. I am so excited for this class, and I am so excited to share this information because I get to talk about one of my favorite topics, and that is developing your intuition, and we get to connect with our beautiful, loving, celestial helpers, all of the angels. So, before we begin, we're going to do some space clearing first so we can create a nice sacred space to prepare for all of the high vibrating energies of our angels and our guides. It's very much like when people come to your house to visit and you're running around cleaning. I know I do. I want to clean, and I want to clear and make space and get ready. And so it's the same idea when we want to get ready to invite all of our beautiful guides into a nice, clear, clean, sacred space. Some people also like to light a candle. Anytime that I'm working with my angels, channeling or working with clients, I always have a candle lit. That is like my welcome sign, I think. This is the best way I can describe it. That's my welcome sign to say, hello, welcome, come in. I can't wait to play with you and see what we're going to create. Feel free to burn some incense if you'd like to do that. If you're driving, I recommend that you find a nice quiet time to connect with these energies later, as they will take you into a higher vibration and even possibly an altered state of consciousness. So, again, if you're driving, skip this part till later and then come back to it. Okay, get nice and comfortable in your seat and close your eyes. And take a nice deep cleansing breath in through your nose, exhaling out through your mouth. And release the day. Now imagine as you breathe in, you are breathing in the light of the divine. And as you breathe out, you're breathing out everything that is not 100% of this light. Continue to take nice, deep, even breaths with your eyes closed. And now imagine this beautiful white light is filling your entire body, starting with your head and your neck, down your arms, your torso, your legs, and out the bottoms of your feet. Good. Now imagine this light traveling from the bottoms of your feet down through the layers of clay and rock, all the way down into the heart of Mother Earth. We are gifting Mother Earth with these beautiful divine energies and our unique essence. Imagine now an emerald green light traveling back up through the earth, into the bottom of your feet, up your legs, up your hips, and into your heart. Now, as you breathe in beautiful light from Mother Earth and heavenly light from the divine energy above your head. Filling your heart with magical energies to uplift and support you while holding you sacred within Earth's energies. We're going to surround you with a beautiful column of white light, all the way from the angelic heavens, all the way down to the core of the Earth. And we ask that Archangel Michael, Gabriel, Raphael, and Haniel stand in the four directions of the room, the space that you are in. Creating a sacred barrier, ensuring that only those from the light are welcomed into our space today. Their energy will draw away any lower thought forms, energies, and vibrations, replacing them with divine truth. Imagine the room filling with sparkling white light. See this light enveloping your entire space. Filling it with love, warmth, healing, and protection. Imagine your energy expanding out into the universe, bigger and bigger, expand, expand, and expand. And keep expanding out as far as you can go. We invite all of the archangels, our angels, our spirit guides, our power animals, ascended masters, our joy guides, and beings of light, benevolent beings of only the highest vibration, to surround us and protect us and share their love and wisdom with us. And we ask that all of our fears are released and cleared. Our emotions, our feelings, our thoughts are all cleared so that we may be divine channels. Channels of divine consciousness and love. And we ask that you assist us on our path toward health, prosperity, happiness, and wellness for the highest and best good of all. Thank you. It is done. Amen. Okay. Whenever you're ready, take a nice deep breath and you can open your eyes. Welcome back. Oh, doesn't your energy feel good? I know mine does. Can you feel the difference when you take that time to settle into yourself and to make the space around you and within you positive, grounded, full of life? I actually start my day with what I call an energy check. And I'll do energy checks throughout the day as well, as needed, whatever's happening in my world. If I feel like I need to, you know, take a few moments to get regrounded, strengthen my grounding, kind of clear some energies, if I'm around some heavier energies, I will do that throughout the day. And then again at night before I go to sleep, I'll do another check-in on my energy. And I like to make sure that my energies are cleared and centered and that my vibration is the highest possible. I ensure that my divine connection and my grounding connections are strong at all times. And I also like to make sure that I'm fully in my body in the present moment. This is really key, to be really fully anchored in your body, fully grounded, present in the moment. And when our energies are clear and we are free from fear-based thoughts and emotions and feelings, this is the best way to tune into our intuition. Our intuition is very subtle. These are subtle energies. And it's much easier to pick up when our energies are clear, centered, and grounded, bringing us from our mind into our heart space. Our heart is where our intuition lives. And when we are trying desperately to think of ways, you know, trying to figure things out, trying to figure our way through something, it can become very frustrating. And when we take the time to slow down, slow our breath down, get back into our body, connect with our heart, we are able to hear our intuition and our guidance from the universe. We're going to talk a bit more about this throughout the class. We're going to be talking about how you can manage your energy and how the angels can help you, so that you can hear your intuition at all times, regardless of what's going on around you. You can shift and change your energy and the energy around you at any time. And this is something I want you to remember. An easy way to do this is by thinking or saying out loud, expand, expand, expand. And keep your energy expanded out as far as it can go. Keeping your energy expanded will give you a nice, clear connection with your intuition, your angels, and your guides. Anytime during the day you feel your energy constrict or get smaller or shrink, just a nice deep breath and imagine, say, or think, expand, expand, expand. Sometimes I'll do this when I'm around large crowds, large groups of people. We went to a concert recently, and I think I want to say AC/DC, but it was very loud and very busy. And we, you know, got into our seats, and again, very busy, you know, 20,000 people. And I just started to feel my energy kind of shrink a little bit, because it was like, oh my goodness. And then it was no, expand, 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 keep my energy expanded. And this does take practice. We're used to being a little more constricted. We're used to making ourselves shrink and be a little bit smaller. And throughout this course, I'm going to keep reminding you to expand, 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 expand. The more you play with this energy, the easier it will be for your energy to stay expanded, which is the totality of you all the time. No matter who you are around or what the circumstances are, you're always out and expanded. Knowing how to change your energy and tune into your intuition and access your intuition is one of the most important life skills you can have, in my opinion. It's like, why would you want to go through life without having that? Why would you want to, you know, make big decisions, make life-altering decisions, if you're not accessing your intuition? Accessing your intuition is like a magical key to your happiness, because your intuition will always guide you toward manifesting your life's purpose and lead you toward what is best for you. Your intuition may guide you toward your soulmate, that perfect trip to the ocean, that amazing career possibility, and all kinds of other magical experiences. Again, your heart holds this key, and by connecting with your heart, you instantly connect with your intuition, your awareness, and with the universal energies. Everything you could possibly ever need in your life's direction is given to you through your intuition. And your angels are the beautiful divine beings that keep you safe, protected, and loved. And they're here to support you, heal you, and guide you. Your angels and your spirit guides will communicate with you through your intuition, through your heart energies. And the clearer your energy is, and the higher your vibration, the more expansive your energy is, the easier it is to receive their messages. In this reality here on Earth, in our physical bodies, it's a slower, denser, heavier vibration than in the heavenly celestial realm. And your angels and guides are vibrating at a much higher frequency. Some of our spirit guides have been in human form in previous incarnations, and they know exactly what it feels like to be in a human body with a human mind. While angels, on the other hand, have not been in human form, and they do not know what it feels like to have a physical body, to have an ego with lower thoughts or emotions that are not filled with love. Angels are the closest to the divine, to source energy, so they have the highest vibration. They are pure love, pure light. Angels are the pure vibration of love and light. And spirit guides are also very high in vibration, not as high as the angels, but that doesn't make them any less powerful or any less insightful. Because these beings are vibrating at such a high vibration, and down here on Earth, again, is slower, denser vibration, in our physical body, we need to raise our vibration so that we can connect better with the spiritual realm, with the angelic, celestial realms. And we also need to be very grounded, because it's very important to be anchored in our physical body. Our body is like an antenna for our physical senses. We're going to be talking about ways to manage your energy and raise your vibration so you can hear very clear guidance that will lead you toward the best possible outcome. When our vibration is lower, we become susceptible to lower energies, thoughts, or emotions from other people. And your angels want to help you clear your energy, heal your energy, and raise your vibration so that you're no longer vulnerable to other people's energy. And you can fully embody a strong, loving, powerful vibration so that you can have the strength and courage and clarity to listen to your intuition so you can fulfill your soul's purpose with ease. When our vibration is nice and high, we feel happiness and excitement and wonder about our future, about the possibilities. We begin to know and trust that the universe has our back. And by keeping our vibration nice and high, we're able to co-create with our angels and guides that much easier. It's our angel's divine mission to empower us, to heal us, protect us, to shield us from negative influences so that we can shine our light in this world. This is so important to remember, because you may think it's all up to you, and you may unconsciously shrink up your aura or absorb other people's energies and get really, really confused. But if you know that you have these divine beings that can help you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, day and night, even as you sleep, anytime, then this is going to help you with every area of your life. This is going to help you manage your energy and tune into what you're really meant to do and be protected and strong and full of love and radiance and magnetize these wonderful possibilities to you and all of the benefits, the entire universe, when you're happy and expressing your unique spark, your true essence. And that's why the angels so love to help you. I often hear people say they resist calling upon angels because they worry that they're going to take them away from someone else. So, for example, Archangel Michael. Well, I had a lady say, she said, well, you know, I would like to call on him more, but, you know, there are other people in the world that have bigger problems than me, that have bigger things going on than me, and I don't want to take him away from those people. And the beautiful thing is that angels are not limited to time and space, and that they can be with multiple people at one time, so that you don't have to worry that you're going to be taking them from someone else who needs them more. The angels assist whomever is asking. They don't have a category for, this person is in dire need of assistance, whereas this person is just asking for some insight about something in their world. It doesn't work that way. Whoever calls upon them, they are there to help and assist. The angels assist whomever is asking for their help. Because we all have free will, we must ask them for guidance. This is something very important, as, again, we all have free will, and the angels cannot override that free will. So we need to ask away. Ask as many questions as your heart desires. The angels never get tired of our asking, and they never tire of helping, supporting, and loving. They really don't. And again, because we have free will, they're kind of off, they're with us, but they're kind of waiting in the wings. They'd like to give more insight. And it's up to us to ask. I welcome the angels. Let's do this. What else is possible? And just what I've taught over the years is to really stay in question. You know, what am I missing about this? What else is there? Is there another piece I'm missing? What are my next steps? What's next? And by continuing to stay in question with the universe, it keeps that doorway basically open for your guides and the benevolent beings and all of your beautiful angels to continue giving you insights, continue giving you those nudges, those different ideas and thoughts, and maybe go here and call this person and pick up this book. And it just keeps that continuous flow. What we are going to learn is how to access and listen to your intuition so that you can make clear decisions, and you will also learn how the angels can help you with clarity, courage, and guidance. Sometimes managing your energy around other people or energies can be challenging, and your angels can be your greatest resource to help you with all of your energy. Let's look at the energy anatomy of our intuition from our physical body, our chakras, and our aura, and most importantly, how they all interact with one another. Our physical body is denser than the spiritual plane, and your spirit or soul vibration is in this physical body as your vehicle of expression in this time and space, in this incarnation. And again, this is a heavier, more dense, slower vibration. Our chakras, now we have hundreds, if not thousands, they are the energy batteries, if you will, that connect heaven to earth as your spiritual energy centers. The 7 main chakras are what we will be working with throughout this course. You have chakras throughout your body, again, above, below, We have minor chakras, we have spiritual chakras, we have all sorts of different chakras. Your seven main chakras, root, sacral, solar plexus, heart, throat, third eye, and crown, are where you process energy and the information from the world around you. The lower three chakras, root, sacral, solar plexus, are connected to how you process energy about earthly things. So for example, your root chakra is connected to money, security, family, and then your second chakra, your sacral chakra, is connected to sexuality, sensuality, emotions, and your solar plexus is your confidence and your self-expression, your creativity, your intellect. And as we move up, then we have our heart in the center, which is really connecting heaven and earth. And then your upper chakras are connected to things of a higher spiritual nature. Your throat is connected to expressing your unique soul purpose creatively. Your third eye is where you can really see and visualize through symbolic sight. And then your crown chakra is connected to source energy, the gateway, if you will, to the universal energies. All of your chakras are processing information from your world, including your thoughts, your feelings, and emotions. For example, let's say you receive notice that the house you're renting is being listed for sale, so you need to find a new home. This information would be processed through your root chakra, which is all about your home, your security, your finances. And then these issues are processed emotionally through your heart. And then perhaps information gets processed in your solar plexus because you get scared. All of these chakras are processing information in different categories, if you will. So each chakra governs a different part of your life. Now, all of this information you're picking up throughout the day is processed through your chakras. You also have an aura, which extends beyond your physical body. If you can imagine it encapsulating around you like a cocoon, but even bigger than a cocoon, moving out from your physical body. Your aura is like this beautiful egg that surrounds you. It's like an egg of divine light. This is your personal energetic boundary, if you will. Similar to the earth, if you think of it this way, the earth has an ozone layer. So the ozone layer is like the protective boundary of the earth. And you know how the ozone layer gets depleted with pollution. It can make the earth more vulnerable to outside influences. Now the same goes with your aura. We also know that there are different layers to the aura. And each of these stores different experiences and information. Now, if you're around someone, if you're around really toxic energy, and if someone is directing anger and toxic heavy energies at you, this can have an impact on your aura. Now there are, again, several layers to the aura, but to keep it simple for our time together today, we're just going to focus on the four main layers. So we have our physical. This is the one closest to the human body and extends out for a couple of inches. Our physical symptoms are often present in the physical aura layer. And now different teachings have different names for them. So if you have done, if you've done teachings and you've had learnings about the aura and they have different names for the different layers, that's okay. Take what resonates and leave the rest. It's all good. Our second layer that we're going to talk about is the emotional layer. The feelings we have about our life and experiences are stored in the emotional aura layer. It also fluctuates and changes color with our moods, which is really kind of fun. So imagine if someone's really angry, their aura is typically red. If someone is really intellectual, someone who's maybe going to Harvard, designing the next spacecraft, their aura is typically has a lot of yellow. And my creatives, I love it. Whenever there are creative people that, you know, channel divine works, or, you know, they're creating and they're making things all the time, their auras have orange as a predominant color. Really, really fascinating. Next, we have the mental layer. These are our thoughts, beliefs, and ideas that are stored in the mental aura layer. People with a lot of clutter in the mental aura level have been known to complain of headaches. The fourth layer we'll talk about today is the spiritual layer. This layer is very much linked to our crown chakra, which in turn connects us to the source energy and to God. Now imagine lower vibrational energy that is processed through your energy field. It could be your own thoughts, it could be your environment or your own emotions. Whatever it is, these lower vibrations can start to make the energy sluggish through your seven main chakras, and it may also create energetic pollution, energetic buildup, if you will. Sometimes even tears or rips in your aura, weak spots, thin spots. And this can make you more vulnerable to other people's energy, because energy can come in and you're not seeing things as clearly if your aura is not clear and uniform. And for this reason, I recommend working with some sort of chakra clearing every day. You can do this through a prayer or a mantra, or by asking your angels to cleanse your energy every day, and by visualizing divine light coming into all seven of your main chakras. I like to ask Archangel Michael to clear, balance, and harmonize my chakras, clearing away anything that doesn't serve me. You can also ask Michael to clear your entire energetic field, clearing away any debris or any energy that isn't yours. As you move throughout your day, your aura creates somewhat of a barrier, but it is permeable, so other energies can come in through your aura and then they process through your chakras. We tend to filter out information, and our conscious mind is picking up only a small part, a small percentage of information that's coming through. But your psychic intuitive senses, as well as your right brain, are picking up all kinds of information. So energy is picked up through your aura, processed through your chakras, and your brain registers this information. Your conscious mind a little bit, and your subconscious mind, intuitive psychic brain, is registering much more. And then information is passed back down through your chakras, out of your aura, like your answer to the universe. You are constantly interacting with the world around you, and we experience the world around us through our energies, through our chakras, through our aura. As you are picking up this information, this intuitive information, the part of you that is intuitive can pick up energy and come up with one answer or one idea, and then your conscious logical mind can step in and say, nope, that's not the answer we're used to. No, that isn't how we did it before. It isn't going to work. It's not correct. And that part of our mind will reject the information from your intuition. So here's an example. Say you meet someone and they don't feel like an energetic match for you, or you just get a vibe from them that something doesn't feel good for you in some way. But your conscious mind jumps in and it's like, hey, everybody likes this person. They're a good member in the community. They volunteer on the soccer team. They seem really trustworthy, and we really have no reason not to like them or not trust them. Or trust what your intuitive brain is picking up. And no, they're not the person you want to invest money in, or whatever it may be. And then your conscious mind is like, look at this. On paper, they look perfect. All these other people seem to like them and trust them. And all the while, your intuition is yelling, no, stop, listen to me. We've all experienced going against our intuition. And then after getting involved with someone, we receive the confirmation afterward that our intuitive brain, our intuition, was right. They were not someone who was aligned with us. They were not someone who was actually going to add value to our world. So now let's say your intuition is picking up on a career change, like maybe a geographical move for you, filled with amazing possibilities. But then again, your conscious mind, whose job it is to protect you and help you survive, not make choices to thrive, will pop in and start coming up with all the reasons why it's not a good idea, it's too risky, you're going to fail. And there's a part of you that feels it's a good idea. and you're all lit up with the possibilities because your intuition is still giving you all kinds of information. And what I like to call downloads, images of a new city, a beautiful new home, a feeling of fulfillment and excitement. And yet your conscious, rational mind keeps telling you it's not going to work. You'll be rejected. It's not going to turn out the way you hope it would. You should just be happy with what you have and basically stay in your comfort zone. Only when we are ready to move out of our comfort zone and our intuition and angels gently nudge us to do so, can we begin to take risks and dream and make room in our lives for all of the amazing possibilities for us to show up. It's really that simple. And just when we're about to make a move from our comfort zone, our logical conscious mind will get even louder and sometimes come up with things that are not true at all, just crazy town. It will keep telling you that it's impossible. You're going to starve. You're going to be rejected. You're going to have a terrible time and no one's going to like you. Everyone's going to hate you. Just all sorts of crazy will start popping up. Because again, our logical mind has a job and that's to help us survive. Not thrive, not take risks, not take that leap of faith. So when that does happen, I invite you to notice how your body feels. Our bodies are always communicating with us. And when something feels light and expansive, we know that to be true for us. And when something feels off or constricted, we know that isn't true for us. So then our logical mind will rear its head. And what happens is we begin to doubt our intuition and we start to ask other people for their input, which is something we all do. So you may ask your family or friends what they think, and one person may agree and think it's a great idea that you move, and the next person says, no way, you're crazy, why would you think that? Not only does this confuse you more and makes it even more difficult to hear your intuition, but now you've also invited their energy into your ideas and possibilities. I highly recommend that if you do, say, vision boards, that you don't share them with anyone. You don't share them with anyone. You keep them in a place that is just for you to look at, just for you to connect with the energy, free from everyone else's energy. So say you're dreaming of moving to Florida. We'll use that as our example. And you tell everyone you know about your plans because you're so excited. And then imagine you share this with your friend Bob. He gets really agitated and he says, oh, why would you do that? It's horrible there. And then he starts to impart his energy into your plan. And your intuition is still trying to get through and saying, yeah, this is where you want to be. This is going to be so amazing for you. This is what we need to do. And then you start to share your plan with Sally. And Sally laughs and she laughs and she says, yeah, right. Did you forget that you have a huge mortgage or did you win the lottery? Again, her energy is now infused with your idea of moving to Florida. So you need to be very aware of who you share your innermost world with, because some people just cannot be happy or supportive, and you'll end up welcoming their subtle energies into your mix. So instead, continue to connect with your intention and your heart and what you know is true for you. Think of it as your own secret society. You, your guides, your angels, and your intuition. Again, sharing your ideas with other people is just going to confuse you unless it's already happened. So if you've already moved and you haven't talked to someone for a while, calling them and saying, hey, I just want to give you the heads up. I've moved to Florida and I love it here. That's a completely different conversation because you've already made the choice. When we haven't made that choice is when our mind can come in again with all sorts of different things. That's when we're planting these seeds of possibilities. And that's when it's so imperative that we are taking care of those seeds. You know, we're watering them, we're nurturing them, we're thinking about them, making sure that everything is uninterrupted. And when we invite other people into our world, into our possibilities, again, they can just wreak havoc with everything. They can start to dig up those seeds. They can really start to plant doubt in our mind. Geez, maybe I shouldn't have planted those ones. Maybe I really don't want that. So again, keeping your intentions clear and starting to really know and tune in, okay, What am I going to share with this person? Is this actually going to create more in my world if I share this with this person or not? Because again, some people, and we all know them, they cannot, bless them, they just can't be happy for other people. It's almost like their first go-to is something negative. I had someone in my world, and I used to always joke, I'd say, if I called him up and said, "Hey, I just won the lottery," the first thing out of his mouth would be, "Yeah, right. Did you check the numbers? Yeah, right. You know how much tax you're gonna have to pay?" We all know people like this. So again, using your intuition and how that feels. If all of a sudden you feel constricted when you're about to share something, that's a no for you. That's your intuition, your guidance, your angel saying, hey, hold up. No, we don't need this energy coming in and interrupting your plan." So again, sharing your ideas with other people is just going to confuse you and keep you in your head if you let it in. Your intuition will keep nudging you, and then your logical mind gets in. And it's like this ping pong of ideas back and forth and back and forth. And then your intuition becomes muddled as you're picking up so much information from around you. And the more you try to think something through, the more you're not connecting to your heart, where your intuition lives, and where your angels and guides connect with you. So the more you try to think about something to make sense of it, the less you're present in your body, present to all of your intuitive information, connected to your heart space, and this can all scramble your intention, your intuition, your ideas, your thoughts. Now, here are some more ways that your intuition can get scrambled. We worry about what other people think or how they're going to react to our decisions or our choices. And when we're more concerned with someone else's well-being than our own, we have basically shut off our intuition. We've basically said, your opinion matters more than mine. Your ideas matter more than what I know is true for me. Can you remember a time when you were just about to make a decision and then you pulled back and started to wonder how everybody else is going to react to that decision? You just constricted your energy. And again, when our energy is constricted, it's harder to access our intuition. It's harder to hear our guides and our angels and all of that beautiful information guiding us. And when our energy is nice and expanded, it's much easier to hear our guidance and much easier for our guides and angels to give us direction. Here's another thing we do. Because we're so concerned about what other people are going to respond with, we actually step into their reality to have a look around and try and predict how they're going to respond to us. Imagine, you're afraid to tell somebody. Like imagine when you were little, when you were younger, say you're 5 or 6, and your mom's favorite vase got knocked over and broke on the floor. It was an accident, and you're terrified to tell her. You're worried because you think, oh my gosh, I'm gonna be blamed. She's gonna be so upset. It was her favorite. What am I gonna do? All of those anxious energies. And even as children, what we would typically do is kind of step into our parents' reality, step into mom's reality, check in. Okay, how's she doing? How's her day going? Oh, is she having a good day? Is she doing a bad day? What's she going to think about this? And by doing that, again, we're shutting off our awareness. We're constricting our energy, and oftentimes we're stepping out of our bodies completely. So by staying in your body, staying connected to your intuition, this is where we get the best insights and the truest guidance for us. Sometimes people leave their body because they're scared. And with a lot of sensitive, empathic souls, and that may be you, most of you on the call, this applies to you, the earth can feel a little scary. It can be uncertain at times, and it's not like the heavenly realm. So it doesn't always feel like a safe place. And sometimes we can have difficulties rooting here, really anchoring and grounding our bodies and rooting and staying within our physical selves, because it's almost like we need to make a commitment to this scary unknown place. And on the other side of it, we just really don't want to be here at times. And I think we've all experienced that. There at different times there's a lot of heaviness in the world. There's a lot of fear. There are a lot of anger. All of these different thoughts going out onto the mass consciousness airwaves. And it's very important that we remain in our physical body, connected to our intuition, so that we're able to understand that that doesn't have anything to do with us. We're able to understand that we can live a rich, fulfilled, beautiful, amazing, incredible life anchored here in our physical body while bringing heaven to earth through our spiritual channels, through our gifts, our energy. And sometimes we leave our body because we're scared, or perhaps we've had an earlier trauma in our life. And I've known several people that actually haven't come back into their body after such traumas. And in a little bit, we're going to go over how you can make sure that you are in your physical body and really grounded and anchored. And one of my favorite ways to really ground my energy is to walk on grass, bare feet, and feel the earth, really feel the earth beneath my feet. And I'll imagine the cords of light from the bottoms of my feet, just like roots, going down into Mother Earth and anchoring me into my physical body, receiving all of that beautiful, nurturing, loving energy from the Earth Mother. And sometimes something else that can happen is that we confuse our thoughts and energy with someone else's thoughts and energy. We can be like an energetic sponge, picking up things from people around us. Imagine walking into a room where two people are fighting. You can easily pick up that tension in your belly, maybe the headache and the anger in your chest, maybe even hurt and confusion, and none of it is yours. If this happens, you can think or imagine or say out loud, clear all of that. I push it all back to wherever it came from, not mine. Whatever words resonate the most for you, just really being aware that that's not yours. Oftentimes, simply acknowledging, wow, that person's really angry or upset, will keep the energy where it originated. It'll stay with them, so you're not picking it up. And so again, in order to do this, we need to be in our physical body. We need to be fully aware with our intuition, fully on and experiencing the world around us. I was doing dishes one night, and our house is on a corner. And we have lots of people that walk by, you know, going to the park and kids playing and, you know, people out walking their dog. And I remember standing there doing dishes and having a great day. And within about 20 seconds, I went from happy just to downright angry. I was so angry. I was almost furious. It was like, oh my gosh, where did this come from? Like, it just kind of came out of nowhere. And I put my dishes down. I put the towels down. And I thought, this is really strange. And I just, you know, went to go make a cup of tea or get a glass of water, and I heard voices outside, and I thought, oh, what is that? You know, maybe my husband's home, maybe, you know, hubby's home, maybe kids are here, what's going on? As I look out the window, and there was a couple outside fighting. Like, she was ripping him a new ear. Like, she was really giving it to him. So I inadvertently picked up that energy. That's how aware we are. We pick up so much energy, and we're so aware of so many different things, but it was really key for me. In that moment, I thought, oh, it's not even mine. Yeah, you can have all that back. I'm not getting involved. That's your stuff. So just being really aware of that. Here are some things that prevent you from listening to your intuition. A fear of not being safe. A fear of losing everything. Not trusting your guidance, a fear of being rejected, isolated, punished. And now notice anything that's coming up for you as we're talking about this. You may feel something in your body, and the meditation with the archangels is going to clear this for you. And now here are the steps for you to access your intuition, and we'll go through this in just a bit. The first thing is for you to be centered, grounded, and fully in your body in the present moment. Now, how can I tell if my energy fields are unclear? Worry and anxiety about other people, events, and places, they're really out of your control. You may even wake up in the middle of the night plagued with these worries. And again, they're not yours. If you're easily distracted, if you keep losing your train of thought, if you walk into a room and forget what you're looking for, your energy fields may be unclear. If you're speaking in ways that may not be typical for you, like if you're just, you know, if you're saying things and you're kind of going, what? What was that? Again, your energetic fields may be unclear. The flip side to that is if you do readings for people, if you are very spiritual on your path, and if you, you know, devote daily practice, you know, to honing your gifts, mastering your gifts and polishing your gifts, sometimes we will have words fly out of our mouth that are from the angels, from our guides. And that is a different energy. That feels kind of light and fun and expansive in the possibilities. Whereas if we say things that are just, they seem kind of angry or really critical or something of that nature, chances are your energy fields are a bit muddled. They're a bit clogged up. Another way that you can tell that your energy fields are not clear is that you are just distracted from your body. You're just eating foods you don't really like. You're just wearing clothes because you have to wear them. You're mainly in your head as opposed to in your heart and really connected to your body. If you're feeling grumpy, upset, or sad for no reason, again, this is something that's come into your energy field that isn't yours. If you're doubting or questioning your divine guidance, if you just, you know, if you get, again, if you get a hit, oh, I'm going to move to Florida. I love it there. It's amazing. I feel it in my heart. It's a yes, yes, yes. And then all of a sudden, you know, the doubt starts creeping in, or, you know, those questions, you know, I don't know, maybe I shouldn't, or, you know, maybe I'm biting off more than I can chew. When that starts to sink in, again, then chances are your energy fields are not clear. So next, once you're centered and grounded, you need to have clear energy field with the highest vibration possible. This includes cleansing your aura, cleansing your chakras, so that you can be a clear divine channel to receive information from your intuition, from your higher guidance, from your team. And again, if your energy is all clouded from lower vibrations, from yourself and others, then it's harder for you to hear and receive intuitive guidance. It just is. Once your energy is clear, centered, and grounded, you'll want to clear your thoughts and emotions, and the quickest way to do this is with breath and meditation. By quietening your logical mind, you can easily access our intuitive information. And another way to do this, and I find when I first started doing readings years ago, this worked brilliantly, is I would just ask Archangel Michael, clear all of my thoughts, emotions, and feelings. Make me a divine channel of love. Clear everything out of the way and let's do this. So find what resonates for you. And again, we're giving you a lot of tools and a lot of different techniques. And I invite you just to try some things on. We don't really know if something's going to be a fit for us until we try it. So do step out of your comfort zone. Try to infuse some different things, some different possibilities. Give everything a try. Now, this next exercise is going to cleanse, balance, and harmonize your energies and strengthen your grounding so that you are here in your body and present. And again, I do recommend that if you're driving or operating any equipment, that you do this part at another time. Okay, so get comfy and close your eyes. And get nice and relaxed. And breathe deeply and evenly, slowing down your breath. Nice, slow, deep, even breaths. And begin to feel what that breath feels like in your body. As you're breathing in, imagine it coming in through your nose, filling your lungs all the way down to the base of your spine. And as you exhale, you slowly let that breath out. And feel how relaxing that is just to be in your body. Slow, deep, even breaths. And if you feel like your energy is up in your head, just start to bring your awareness back down to your body, back down to your heart. You don't want your awareness in your head. We want your awareness, again, in your body, connecting through your heart space. And keep breathing slow, deep, and even breaths. And now feel your ribcage, how it feels so beautiful to have your body working like this, expanding. with every breath. And feel the tip of your spine, your tailbone, fully connecting to your chair. And bring your awareness to the base of your spine. And you can visualize that breath all the way down to the base of your spine. And bring your consciousness all the way down to the base of your spine. Good. Now bring your awareness to your legs. And we're bringing this light in, and it's spiraling down each of your legs, down into the soles of your feet. And from the soles of your feet, spiraling down and down into the earth. Imagine this light expanding deep into the earth, and imagine the earth beneath your feet, this rich, nourishing soil. Imagine this light is traveling all the way down, 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 all the way down into the center of the earth. And bring your awareness back into your body, back into your heart space. And notice if anything feels different. You may feel tingly. You may feel different energy sensations, heat, cool, tingles. You may not feel anything, and that's perfectly fine. Notice if it feels different for you now to be in your body, anchored and centered, connected to the heart of Mother Earth. And now imagine a gold cord from your heart and traveling all the way up into the heavens, strengthening your divine connection. And now imagine gold and white light coming down into the top of your head, into your crown chakra, opening up to receive this beautiful, nurturing, loving light. From your crown chakra into your third eye, clearing your third eye, down the sides of your face, your neck, clearing your throat chakra, and now filling your shoulders, down your arms, your fingertips, and your fingertips are now streaming out with this white light. And now down into your heart. Your heart is filling with this light, and then your entire chest cavity, your entire torso, clearing away any negativity, lower thought forms, or vibrations. Now this light is pouring down into your solar plexus, filling your whole torso with light as it pours down, cleansing your whole sacral chakra, and then your pelvis is filled with light, and then down into your root chakra. And now this light is pouring down your legs. Now imagine light from the earth coming up through the bottom of your feet. So you're filled with light from the heavenly realm and from Mother Earth. And your entire body is emanating this light, and your heart is overflowing with this light, opening wider and wider, filling up your whole aura with this beautiful light. Now imagine that your aura is filling with this light, and beyond your aura, just like a light bulb, can shine beyond the boundaries of the glass of your aura, can shine even brighter and brighter past any boundaries, filling your entire home with this light, even bigger. And now your whole city or town, brighter, filling with this light. Your whole country, past all the oceans and rivers and streams, and bigger than the entire world. Good. And now we're going to invite your guardian angel to be with you. Your guardian angel is always with you from before birth until you cross back to the other side. They love you. They guard and protect you at all times. Your guardian angel is with you, spreading out their beautiful wings and now clearing your aura of any debris that doesn't belong there, replacing it with divine light. You feel light and expansive, and only positive energy can penetrate your aura. Your guardian angel is here to ensure that you only connect with positive, benevolent beings, and feel your heart expand in all directions, and how beautiful that feels, and how wonderful it is to be in your body here in present time. Good. And take some nice deep cleansing breaths, anchoring all of this beautiful energy even stronger and deeper and more meaningful. And whenever you're ready, open your eyes. That feels a little different, doesn't it? This is how delicious energy can feel all the time. As you need to do this daily, all you need to do is make sure you're connected to the earth, connected with source energy, and you want to bring light into your energy field to cleanse away any debris. And now you can do this longer version anytime you'd like, or if you need a quick pick-me-up, you may feel frustrated, or you may feel yourself getting scattered in your head, or your energy constricting, taking on anybody else's stuff. Take a moment, breathe deep into your body, connect into your body, connect with the earth, connect with source energy, and fill yourself with light. And you can do this very, very quickly. When you're driving, I've had to leave dinners in restaurants and go to the bathroom. Just really, really center and ground my energy. You can imagine, see, or just know that your energy is expanding out as far as it can go. How delicious is that? Just sit with that for a moment and just feel how beautiful your energy feels. It's flowing as source intended. It's being nurtured and supported by the earth. All of the angelic heavenly realm are just sprinkling all of that divine goodness into your aura. And just soak all of that up. Now, I do have a bigger clearing if you'd like a little more practice. For those of you who enjoy prayers or mantras or statements, this is a clearing request that you can say whenever you feel guided. I ask that everything that is not 100% of the light be removed from my energy in all ways, spaces, times, dimensions, and realities. Please clear any psychic debris, non-divine objects and materials, cords, attachments, and connections that are not from my highest and best good. Please repair, heal, and seal any weaknesses, leaks, or tears in my energy field, and fill my aura with divine love and light. I ask that all aspects of my energy field be balanced and harmonized as required. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And feel free to change up the words, whatever works for you. You may or may not notice any shifts, as we mentioned earlier. Some people feel a little dizzy or lightheaded after a clearing, while others feel happy, light, more like themselves. I recommend that you do clear your energy daily while you're becoming more comfortable clearing and working with your angels and guides, gaining more clarity with the energies around you, really strengthening your intuition. Again, I clear my energies twice a day, even more if I'm guided, especially if I'm around heavier energies. Now, I wanted to go over just quickly your platinum pillar of light. So now that your energies are nice and clear and balanced, I'd like to introduce you to an exercise that can help you stop picking up or absorbing the energies around you or from other people. So think of this as an energetic filter so that you can experience more and more of your world without taking on any energy that isn't yours. So we find a quiet place where we call in our angels and guides. You may wish to ask them to join you as we did previously, or you can just say something simple as, I invite all those from the light to assist me with this work. Whatever works for you. Sometimes it's, hey, you guys, we gotta do something. Imagine a beautiful platinum pillar of light. It's about 6 feet tall, 3 feet wide, and it's hovering across from you. See, feel, or just know that the pillar of light is being placed all around you. Your angels will adjust it accordingly to ensure a perfect fit. This pillar of light will create a loving barrier against energies that are not for your highest and best good, while still allowing you to emit and receive love. Again, we don't want to be making decisions when we're up in our head and scattered, because it's almost impossible to hear your intuition, to hear your guides. And your intuition is always going to help you make the best decisions. Now, I'd like to talk to you about your psychic senses. Many of my clients and students have been confused about what this really is like. And from my perspective, I feel like TV and the movies, they've made it seem like, you know, we all see angels and divine beings, and they're in 3D form. They're standing next to us at Safeway, getting groceries. They're all over the place. They're in our rooms, in our houses, and that you see them in solid form, like you're sitting talking with your friend, and that they talk to you and that you talk to them. And it's like having this conversation with your friend. This can happen, don't get me wrong, but for most of us, for the majority of the time, we are accessing our angels and guides through our subtle senses. We'll refer to it as our sixth sense. And this is something to really keep in mind. Like for years, I would think, well, why can't I see what other people see? I want to see what she's seeing. She's describing this person standing next to me and she's telling me what he's wearing. I want to see that. And I kept expecting it to be outside of me. And when I worked with a beautiful teacher from Chicago, she said, it's all within. You need to focus within, create that clear, sacred space, and your guides will bring it to you the best way that they can at that time. And to be open to it shifting and changing. I think that's also really important to mention. So for our class today, we are working with the four main psychic senses: clairvoyance, clairaudience, claircognizance, and clairsentience. Now, there are four ways to receive messages. Through your visions. This is an image that flashes on your brain, and if it's important, it'll keep popping in. Maybe you keep seeing yourself doing yoga. This could be your angels and guides giving you a nudge to sign up for that yoga class. Yes, that's for me. I'm listening. They're so funny. This also applies to things that you see with your psychic eyes, with your physical eyes. What you see in dreams, the signs that appear before you, seeing flashing or sparkling lights, light orbs, like in photographs, whenever you look at your photos. Years ago, I think it was my daughter's, maybe her fifth birthday party, and we had, oh geez, it felt like an army, but maybe 10 little girls in the basement, and we had a piñata. So the girls were taking turns swinging at this pinata. And I remember standing there taking pictures. And I thought, oh my gosh, this is so fun. So I kept taking pictures. And when we got the pictures back, it looked like they were in a snow globe. There were so many orbs. And it was in that moment that I realized that the angels and the guides, they love parties. And the energy from little people, as I call them, is just so expansive all the time. And it was just so much fun to see all of those orbs in our pictures. You may see moving objects. You may see something out of the corner of your eye and go, whoa, what was that? You may notice number sequences repeatedly, such as 4444, or, you know, you get change back. Oh, here you go. It's 1111. This is called clairvoyance, which means clear seeing. So with your dreams, the reason why your dreams can be so vivid is because your logical mind is turned off. It's literally sleeping. Your angels and guides have a chance to really get through to you, to really access your energy and to really, really communicate with you much easier. A lot of people will say over the years, you know, they've said, I don't know if this is my intuition or I'm making this stuff up. And, you know, one thing to remember is that your imagination is how your angels and guides communicate with you. So if you're imagining something, you're daydreaming, it's probably a message for you. And I encourage you to use your imagination to visualize, to, if you start to see an image, to sit with it and ask questions. You know, what is something going to look like in the future? So if I want to know how something's going to work out for me, I might move the images around in my head and visualize and basically play with what that's going to look like and really step into how it's going to feel. So again, if I'm thinking of moving, where am I moving and what kind of house and what would the neighborhood look like? Does it have lots of trees, majestic houses? Is it in a sunny, warm vacation spot? Is it, you know, inner city? What does that look like? And I will put myself into that probable future and connect with the energy. And I imagine it, and I encourage you to do that, is it'll help you to manifest and also help you to really strengthen your connection with your guides and your angels, because where energy, where attention flows, energy goes. Whenever our thoughts are focused on, that's where our energy is building up, and that is like our calling card to the universe. Anywhere that our energy is really building up about something, we're going to attract more energy and more support to support whatever that is. And so if you're really angry and you're stomping around all day, you're going to keep finding things that make you even more angry. And then you'll welcome other people that want to do the angry dance with you. Whereas if you're having a great day and your energy's high and your vibration's nice and high and you've maybe done a meditation or you've gone for a run and you feel really great, that sort of energy is going to keep percolating, and then you'll see more positive experiences and you'll draw more positivity into your world. So let your imagination run wild. You know, as kids growing up, we were told to focus and stop daydreaming, and daydreaming is, it's really a way to strengthen your connection with your guides, because they'll come and play. And then start to notice how your body feels and what that feels like for you. So another way that we receive messages is through our feelings. These are emotions that come out of the blue. Like maybe all of a sudden you just feel joy, excitement, compassion. You just feel all teary-eyed because you're so happy. Physical feelings are disconnected to the physical world, such as feeling suddenly warm or feeling changes in the air temperature, or something, you just got really cool, chill ran over you. Maybe you're sensing a spiritual presence. Maybe it's one of your angels. Feeling as if someone touched you, or you're smelling something with no physical origin, such as flowers or smoke. This is called clairsentience, which means clear feeling. Through our thoughts, this is when you know something without knowing how you know. It's like you just know before the question is even asked, and you receive aha moments. And, you know, it's like you're able to fix something without even knowing how. You just rip it open and fix it. You have very wise words coming through your speech or writings. This is channeled writing, where, you know, if ever you try channeled writing, it's some of the most profound words. One of the words that my guides use over the years, plethora. I don't use that word. It first started showing up in my blog posts. Plethora of options, plethora of possibilities. And I had to Google it. I thought, plethora, what does that mean? So it's really fun. In your business or your products, or you're experiencing all of these innovative ideas, maybe ideas for new inventions. And it's like this, I knew that. Like after something happens, I knew that. I knew that. You may even know what other people are thinking. Wow, I knew that's what he was going to say. Wow, I knew that. This is, again, your claircognizance, which means clear thinking. Through sounds, this refers to hearing your name called as you awaken. Celestial sounding music from out of nowhere. A warning from a disembodied voice. Overhearing a conversation or a radio or TV program that gives you the exact information you need. A loving message in your mind or outside one ear, or it could be even high-pitched ringing sounds. This is clairaudience, which means clear hearing. And some less common intuitive abilities are clairalliance and clairaugustance. Clairalliance is clear smelling. Most often people experience this as smelling a scent, perhaps, that reminds them of a loved one that's crossed over. It could be perfume, maybe a favorite flower. Maybe your grandmother loved roses and you smell roses every now and again. Pipe tobacco, just different things like that. Even baking. Sometimes, you know, I could smell, whenever my grandmother was around, I would smell cookies. she was always baking, and I could just smell delicious sugar cookies. And it's just another beautiful way for spirit to connect with us. Clairaugustance is clear tasting. Experiencing a taste in your mouth without actually having anything physical in your mouth. So for example, you may taste your grandmother's famous lemon meringue pie or your grandfather's roast beef. Like you can taste these different things. Your body loves to feel open and expansive. And now I'd like to talk a little bit about what a yes intuitive hit feels like for you versus a no intuitive hit. So, you've all had that experience where you've been inspired and you feel all happy and joyful, and you get a great idea and your body feels like, yay, this is the best thing ever. Then your rational mind gets a hold of it and starts to tell you, no, you can't do it. And you start to think of all the reasons why it's not going to work. And you start to feel restricted, small, and that yay was actually an intuitive hit. That was your intuition saying yes. That was your body telling you yes. So now I'd like you to take a moment and close your eyes and become really present in your body. Place your hands over your heart. Connect back into your heart space, leaving all thoughts and worries aside. Now imagine I walk over to you and I hand you a glass. And you take the glass in your hand, and then you ask me, oh, well, what is this? And I tell you that it's bleach and it's really delicious. Now imagine putting this glass up to your lips and taking a sip of bleach. What does your body do? Where do you feel your body communicating with you? Does your energy restrict? Do you feel a heaviness? Where is it? What does a no feel like for you in your body? You may get a no with one of your other senses. You may hear a no. You may know no. You may see something visual that says no. For this exercise, I want you to just practice. You know, even imagine a bottle of bleach sitting on the counter. And I tell you, okay, take the lid off and take a sip. Where do you feel that in your body? For me, I feel it right in my gut. My gut kind of clenches and goes, whoop, no. No, 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 no. It's almost like my energy is trying to close itself off. No, don't do that. Okay, now, if you didn't have something really concrete drop for you, I had a student in the class once, she said, it feels expansive for me to drink the bleach. So we worked on her energy a little bit. And that's okay, right? Like your body can register different things. And so just go with whatever comes up. We want you to experience what a no feels like. So if the bleach example didn't work for you, then let's ask your angels. Angels, show me what a no feels like. Where does the no resonate in my body? Some people feel a tension in their shoulders. They may feel a bit of a headache. They may feel, again, a clenching sensation. And it may be easier for you to pick up your no when we do the yes intuitive hit. We'll see what that feels like. Okay, so now I'd like you to imagine your favorite person in the world. This person just lights up. Whenever you see them, you see them. You pick up wherever you left off. You just doesn't matter how long it's been since you've seen them. It doesn't matter how many miles separate you. You just can't wait to see this person. You love this person. You adore this person. And they're coming to visit. So you're getting your house ready for their arrival. You can't wait. You can't wait. You've made their favorite meal and the house is clear, clean, ready. You can't wait to see them. And you hold the door and you think, oh, I just can't wait to hold them and laugh at them and enjoy them. And you hear the doorbell ring and you open the door and it's them. You're so happy to see them. Where do you feel this happiness in your body? Is your heart lighter? Do you feel a lightness in your stomach? Does it feel like champagne bubbles? Where does your intuitive yes express itself in your body? And when you feel that yes feeling, you want to look for that and follow that energy. That yes is expansive. That's your intuition. That's how your guides will communicate with you. That is what you want to follow. And when we continue to follow the yes expansive energy, that's where we begin to really manifest and experience life the way that we really, truly want to experience it. So you want to monitor the yes feelings. When you're feeling those no feelings, you want to pay attention to that too. Maybe you're making a decision based on security or lack consciousness instead of your intuition or guidance. Really start to play with that. Now we're going to do a little exercise so you can practice this a little bit more. So close your eyes. And again, if you're driving, skip over this part till later. So get grounded. Again, connecting into Mother Earth from the bottom of your feet. Slow your breath down and connect to your body. Connect with Source above your head, that beautiful light of Source. Now put yourself in a column of light and have that light expand from your heart out. Good. So now you're connected to the whole universe through your heart. And now bring your consciousness from your mind into your heart. So imagine your brain isn't where your mind is. Actually, your heart is your mind. So as your consciousness is in your heart, you're going to ask your angels a question. You're going to ask, what is the most important thing for me to know right now? From your heart, ask, what is it that I most need to know about right now? And whether you have a situation to focus on or not, whether it's that situation or something else you feel uncertain about or uneasy about it, I want you to visualize it right now. I want you to bring it into your awareness. So we're bringing your imagination in and we're visualizing that situation that you're feeling uncertain about. And as you're visualizing the situation, notice how you're feeling in your body. Is there any area that feels tense or tingly or restricted in any way? We ask your angels to bring you love and healing and to flood you with light, to wash away all of this tension and uncertainty, and allow yourself to receive this love and light in your body. Just focusing on your body sensations. As you allow yourself to be flooded with beautiful love and light and beautiful angelic energy, keep breathing. All you need to do is relax and receive. Now bring your awareness back into your third eye, your imagination. And as you go back and picture that situation in your mind, a situation you first brought to your awareness at the beginning of this, ask your angels to give you an image in your mind or a feeling or impression about something that you have more joy and harmony with. See if you do feel more expansive and happy about this situation. And let them show that to you. And at any time, you can simply imagine your angel with you there, your guardian angel bringing light and love to the situation and the people involved. So visualize this beautiful angel of love bringing light to you and the situation and everyone involved. This energy of the situation and the people involved is flooded with so much love and angelic healing and possibilities. And now ask again how you can have more joy and balance and happiness with this situation. Are there any changes that you can make? And notice if your angels are showing you how to maybe adjust your energy or change your behavior in any way. Maybe they're giving you some action steps. Good. Sometimes all we need to do is bring a certain type of energy into a situation, and that can change the outcome. And we thank your angels for their assistance. And we ground your energy back into the earth as you feel your body and you feel how good it is to be in your body. And whenever you feel ready, you can open your eyes. And that's how easy that can be. And here's something for you to remember. When you feel anxious or you're feeling really upset about something, simply being willing to bring your angels in to invite their light and harmony and guidance to that situation, whether or not a clear answer pops in, but just simply by you being willing and open and receptive to infusing love into that situation, the situation changes. Your energy And everything connected to that situation will begin to change. And sometimes we don't even need to know what to do next, or whether or not we've got a clear answer, or if we've made a decision, or if we know what our next step is, because what's happened is your energy is filling you, the situation, the other person, and anything else that's involved with it, and it's bringing the angelic realm into that whole situation, and it just starts to clear away everything that may be clouding your vision, that may be having an impact on the situation. And you'll find that as you bring your angels in more and more, that these situations that we may struggle with or get sort of muddled and confused with, they actually start to naturally change. And there are more possibilities that start to show up. And if you can imagine doing that every day, if you have something that you're working towards, and if you just invoke the angels and bring them in and invite that energy in, then the energy around that situation, the energy around that relationship, that energy is able to start to really nurture whatever that is for you. And again, it changes the energy. The situation can begin to change, and you open up to new possibilities, and new energy can come in. You don't need to be scrambled. Your intuition doesn't need to be confused about what you need to do. All you need to do is change your energy around it and bring that heavenly light and love and harmony to the situation, and let your angels and the universe and your guides take care of the rest. And as you receive guidance, you need to act on that guidance. And just by doing that, that will change everything. Sometimes it's not immediate, but just knowing that it will change, and keeping those thoughts positive. Your brain isn't able to decipher between what is real and what is fictional. So keep that in mind as you're manifesting and you're working with your angels. Again, your angels, they're this beautiful team that is ready to help you live an incredible, amazing, phenomenal life. And sometimes guidance doesn't download immediately, and that's okay. So if you do a meditation and you invite your angels in and you're not getting anything, that's okay. Trust the energy is in your energetic field. It's been downloaded. It's just all sitting there waiting for you to integrate. And trust that you've made contact and that the guidance will continue to come. It may take an hour or a day or two, but know that your angels will get that information to you somehow. It could be in a dream. It could be when you go for a walk. They may move someone new into your world. You may be guided to pick up a book and you open it right to the page that you need to read. Or you may just get the answer in your heart and know what you need to do. Here is a recap of what we've covered today to awaken your intuition with your angels. One, being grounded and in your physical body. Two, clearing your energies daily and connecting into source energy. Three, being aware of the energies around you, what is yours and what isn't. Four, staying out of other people's sandboxes, I mean their realities. Five, allow your angels to give you messages any way that they can, through the four clairs, through your dreams, through other people, music, books. There's so many possibilities, and I invite you to just be open to however they're going to get that information to you. And do listen to the Archangel Michael meditation and clearing, and feel free to listen to these as many times as you'd like to. The energies will continue to shift and change, and you may hear something that you didn't hear the first time you listened. Your angels are going to continue to guide you. So be open for signs and symbols and any synchronicities that show up in your world. And anytime you do see a synchronicity, the same kind of repeated pattern, you'll know that's your angels trying to get your attention. That's your angels trying to show you something. Again, any images or thoughts that come into your head or words that come in or feelings that come to you, you want to pay attention because they're like clues. It's sort of like a treasure hunt at times. And sometimes our awareness is so open and bang on and we have amazing clarity and we know just what we need to do. And then for those times that we need support from our angels, we know how to connect. And this can be really, really fun. And remember, your angels are just a thought away. And they are so happy to assist you in any way that they can. I am so excited for you to play with this. Let me know how you make out with all of it. I send you all of my love. Bye for now.